This is Sydney Barrows, and thank you for choosing to work with me on Getting Unstuck. This is Module 2, Me, Fear Success, in the Get Unstuck Foundational Program. And this is the first MP3 in this module, and it's called Fear of Success. Before we get started, I'd just like to make sure that everyone has already listened to the bonus recording, Setting the Stage, and if you haven't, please stop and do that right now before anything else. And because all five modules and the MP3s in each module should be done in order, please also listen to the first one, The Fear of Failure Boogeyman, before working with this one. Thank you. Every one of us wants to succeed. I mean, isn't one of the main reasons you decided to take this package, is because you want to succeed at getting unstuck so that you can go on to succeed in many other areas of your life that are meaningful to you? And if you suspect that there must be hidden reasons why this hasn't been happening, you are absolutely right. Most of the time, the guilty party is your subconscious mind. The number one job of your subconscious mind is to keep you safe, and not just physically. If you had an experience that was psychologically, emotionally, or physically frightening, painful, traumatic, something like that, and there's something that might trigger a repeat of that, your subconscious mind says to itself, that's unsafe, and it's going to do everything it can to keep you safe, and being stuck is very often the unfortunate result. As you'll discover as we go through the list of fears that might be getting in your way of success, there's such a wide range of bedrock beliefs and core programs that could be the culprit. We're going to flush them out and then replace them with the exact opposite energies, as well as any other beneficial energies that source determines are in your highest and best good at this time. Now, please understand that the list of these negative programs might feel repetitive, boring. It might even sound like I'm saying the same thing over and over again, but I promise you that every single one is different. The fact that it's so thorough and comprehensive is what makes it just far more effective, and why I call it a foundational program. Now, unless you have a stronger core level program that's underneath one of the items on this list that isn't allowing it to release, you'll only need to do this MP3 once. Once they're gone, they're permanently gone. One last thing. Success and being successful are two very different concepts. Success is a state, a situation. It's goal-oriented. Being successful is a state of being. It describes you and who you are. It's part of your identity. For instance, you might not have any fears about success or succeeding, but might feel very differently about actually being successful, and that's not at all uncommon, by the way. In the MP3 right after this one, we'll work on fear of being successful. Now, there may be a few things, possibly even several things, that you will hear me say on this recording that you don't believe could ever be true for you. Please resist making assumptions, because you have no idea what's lurking in there in your subconscious. And as you'll remember from the bonus audio, Source won't do an energy shift without your express permission, which is why you must say yes every time I ask you for permission. You can say it softly, as long as it's out loud. And if you can remember to do it with a smile on your face and in your heart, that would be great. And as you're doing it, tell yourself in your mind, you don't have to say out loud, that you intend to benefit in the highest possible way from whatever it is that you just gave permission for. Now, I will be entraining you to a theta brainwave state, which is a light trance, so it's particularly important that you are not driving, using a knife or any other sharp object, or doing anything else that requires your close attention. So let's get started. Find a comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed, preferably a place where there are no electronic devices, magazines, or anything else to distract you. If you're serious about getting the most out of this package, you'll receive the maximum possible degree of results when you simply sit there and just be. Okay, so relax. Sink into your chair or sofa or wherever else it is you're sitting. Quiet your mind and begin to pay attention to your breath. Feel the air as it enters your nostrils. Follow it as it travels into your lungs and down into your belly. and then feel it going out. And then starting all over again. Breathe slowly and naturally, perhaps a bit more deeply than you usually do, but without forcing it. Now relax even more and sink down into your heart space, wherever that feels right to you, as you continue to breathe in and out. Now please give me your permission to connect with you energetically by saying yes. Again, you don't have to say it loudly, but you know, have a positive feeling as you say it, maybe even a smile in your heart. And give me a few moments to complete this. We're going to remove a very long list of negative and disempowering programming, thoughts, feelings, ideas, beliefs, opinions, attitudes, emotions, perceptions, judgments, projections, conclusions, and anything else related to this that you have about fearing success and succeeding. I ask the Creator to remove the following programs. I have some fears about success. I have some fears that I might succeed. I have some fears that I could succeed. I have some fears that I will succeed. I have some fears about what will or might happen if I succeed. I have some fears about what I imagine will or might happen if I succeed. I have some fears about what will or might happen when I succeed. I have some fears about what I imagine will or might happen when I succeed. I have some fears about what I've decided will or might happen if I succeed. I have some fears about what I believe will or might happen if I succeed. I have some fears about what I've decided will or might happen when I succeed. I have some fears about what I believe will or might happen when I succeed. I have some fears about what I will or might lose if I succeed. I have some fears about what I imagine I will or might lose if I succeed. I have some fears about what I will or might lose when I succeed. I have some fears about what I imagine I will or might lose when I succeed. I have some fears about what I've decided I will or might lose if I succeed. I have some fears about what I believe I will or might lose if I succeed. I have some fears about what I've decided I will or might lose when I succeed. I have some fears about what I believe I will or might lose when I succeed. I have some fears about what will or might change if I succeed. I have some fears about what I imagine will or might change if I succeed. I have some fears about what will or might change when I succeed. I have some fears about what I imagine will or might happen or will or might change when I succeed. I have some fears about what I've decided will or might change if I succeed. I have some fears about what I believe will or might change if I succeed. I have some fears about what I've decided will or might change when I succeed. I have some fears about what I believe will or might change when I succeed. I have some fears about being criticized or judged if I succeed. I have some fears about being criticized or judged when I succeed. I have some fears about people disliking me if I succeed. I have some fears about people disliking me when I succeed. I have some fears about people being jealous of me if I succeed. I have some fears about people being jealous of me when I succeed. I have some fears about people in my family being jealous of me if I succeed. I have some fears about people in my family being jealous of me when I succeed. I have some fears that people will resent me if I succeed. I have some fears that people will resent me when I succeed. I have some fears that some people in my family will resent me if I succeed. I have some fears that people in my family will resent me when I succeed. I have some fears there are people who won't approve if I succeed. I have some fears there are people who won't approve when I succeed. I have some fears there are people in my family who won't approve of me if I succeed. I have some fears there are people in my family who won't approve of me when I succeed. I have some fears about having nothing more in common with my friends if I succeed. I have some fears about having nothing more in common with my friends when I succeed. I have some fears about losing my friends if I succeed. I have some fears about losing my friends when I succeed. I have some fears about not fitting in if I succeed. I have some fears about not fitting in when I succeed. I have some fears I'll no longer belong if I succeed. I have some fears I'll no longer belong when I succeed. I have some fears that I won't know who my friends really are if I succeed. I have some fears that I won't know who my friends really are when I succeed. I have some fears that I will end up alone if I succeed. I have some fears that I will end up alone when I succeed. I have some fears that if I succeed, I will lose it all. I have some fears that when I succeed, I will lose it all. I have some fears that if I succeed, someone will take it away from me. I have some fears that when I succeed, someone will take it away from me. I have some fears that if I succeed, people will ask me for money. I have some fears that when I succeed, people will ask me for money. I have some fears that if I succeed, people will expect me to loan them money. I have some fears that when I succeed, people will expect me to loan them money. I have some fears that I won't know who I am if I succeed. I have some fears that I won't know who I am when I succeed. I have some fears that I'm not good enough to succeed. I have some fears that I don't deserve to succeed. I have some fears I'm not worthy enough to succeed. I have some fears that I'm not smart enough to succeed. I have some fears that succeeding somehow isn't right. I have some fears concerning what it would take to succeed. I have some fears concerning who I would need to be to succeed. I have some fears concerning what I would need to do to succeed. I have some fears concerning what it would take to hold on to success. I have some fears concerning who I would need to be to hold on to success. I have some fears concerning what I would need to do to hold on to success. I have some fears that success won't be as great as I think it is. I have some fears concerning what I would need to do to keep succeeding. I have some fears that success won't be as much fun as I think it would be. I have some fears that success won't make me happy. I have some fears that success isn't worth who I'd need to be to get it. I have some fears that success isn't worth what I'd need to do to get it. I have some fears that success is too hard. I have some fears that success is too much work. I have some fears that I'll find out success just isn't worth it. And anything else related to this that's specific to you, known and unknown, to be included, and for it all to be released, healed, dissolved, deactivated, and cleared from anywhere and everywhere in all lifetimes, on all levels, all timelines, past, present, and future, all dimensions, all dominions, all realms, and all realities, as well as from your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell and the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and for this to be completed now. And if I have your permission to do this, please say yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace everything we just deactivated and cleared with the exact opposite positive energies and any other empowering energies that Source selects specifically for each one of you at this time. And for all of it to be downloaded, instilled, integrated, and activated into your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell and the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and for this to be completed now. Please give me your permission to do this by saying yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'd like to download the energy of intention, that any energy shifts you've made today that have prevented energy work you've previously experienced from being processed and activated, now to be processed and activated in the highest and best way, in accordance with your divine timing, which is determined by Source. Please say yes to allow me to do this and give me a few moments to complete it. Now we're going to finish up by asking Source to energetically update and align all of your energy fields and energy bodies, to synchronize them with your etheric body, and to bring all of them into balance with your divine path. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes and give me several moments to complete this. Please sit quietly for another minute or two, and if you have water nearby, please drink some of it. Water helps your body wash out old energies, which is why you always hear us telling you to drink lots of it. Some of you may have felt energy leaving your body or your energy field when we did the clearing, and some of you may feel lighter in some way. Some of you will feel nothing at all, and that's fine. It doesn't mean nothing happened. Some of you may notice that you feel differently or think differently or react to things differently now that the fears of success are gone and positive energies have replaced them. Some of you may notice a change immediately, but more commonly it takes a sleep cycle, maybe even two or three, before the energy shifts come online. And if there's nothing currently going on for which, you know, fear of success is a potential issue, you might not notice how different you are now until something does. I know you probably like to zip through as many of the modules in the MP3s as quickly as you can, and I advise you to please resist that impulse. Of course, you can do whatever you like. However, I do advise taking a break between MP3s for at least 48 hours to give your body a chance to process and integrate the energy shifts that you just made. Your body needs time to acclimate both to the absence of the old energies as well as the presence of the positive new ones. And I know you want to get unstuck as quickly as possible. I've been there, and trust me, I know exactly how you feel. But I do ask of you, please be good to yourself, kind to your body, and give it time to adjust to the energy shifts that you just made. Again, be sure to drink lots of water for the next several days. If possible, get as much sleep as your body wants. And a few people sometimes have a bit of a reaction after receiving a healing like this. And one of those, you know, and these reactions can take many different forms. They could be physical, but they could also be psychological or emotional. And if this happens to you, do not be concerned. The best thing to do is to embrace whatever is going on and thank it for being evidence that you're benefiting from what we just did. And very often, that's enough to make it go away. Because you know what they say, what we resist persists. So if you resist it, there's a good chance that it will stay around for longer. So just accept it, embrace it, and thank it. Because it is a sign that you know, that energy is moving. So that's a good thing. Now, most people don't have any reactions at all, you know, unless they've overloaded their system. So don't expect them. Just don't be surprised if something, you know, does briefly show up. Now I'm going to disconnect from you energetically after washing away any energies you may have picked up from me while we've been together. Please give me a moment to do that. And thank you so much for listening and enjoy these new energies, but even more importantly, being free of the old ones. This is Sydney Barrows wishing you a great rest of the day.